Welcome into the Bits and Pieces Gaming Podcast. And I'm going to be joined today by 3D.
I can't hear you. You're muted.
I'm muted. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Technical difficulties at the start won't be the same, would it? Right. Right. So yeah, let's introduce ourselves just in case for anyone missed. This is the Bits and Pieces Gaming Podcast. It's been such a long time since we've done one, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do one today. And we'll even put it on Twitch or Rumble, whatever you're watching or listening to this. But yeah, you can find us over on Spotify. If you're new to the channel, welcome in, everyone. Welcome in, one and all. So like I said, I'll be joined by my good buddy, Freddy. The Freddy
Hello.
Show. Hello. And yeah, it has been some time. So yeah, it's been a while since we've done this. The last time we've done one of these was like episode 80 something. But we thought, I had this like, woke up this morning, thought, I haven't done a show for a while. If it goes, I'll set up. If it goes well, brilliant, we'll do one. If it doesn't go well, I haven't broadcasted it, doesn't matter. I won't announce it. So then I made the announcements. Really come and join me in the call. And we're like, right, let's give this a go. So for anyone who's not familiar with us, we are a gaming podcast, as I said at the start, and we like to talk about some games that we've played either most recently or you know, maybe over the last few years or so. It might not be a new game, it could be an old game, or it could be a new game now after it's been released out of early access. And I'll talk about something I do want to talk about in a little while. We'll probably touch upon some gaming news and stuff that we haven't had a chance to look up recently. So we'll do that as well. And yeah, the old format used to be there's five of us. There's myself, 3D, Bacon Sarnie, Pizza Beth, and we've got Mrs. Bingley, aka Kate, who joined us recently as well. Have done so, like, they're not with us because I it was kind of sprung on as a last minute thing, and I didn't know if it was going to work. And here we are. So this is what we're doing. Okay, so with all the intros and stuff out the way, I'm going to ask Freddie how you are, because it's been a while since we've done one of these, like I said. So how are you? I know you missed, because I was muted. I did ask you that earlier, but I'll re-ask the question. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a while since I've been in one of these, actually. The last Bits and Pieces podcast episode I was in the 70s. So it's been a while since I've jumped on due to, you know, circumstances, come what may. But I quite like this. Back to how we started, just us two, shooting the breeze and chatting shit about video games,
which is
old school,
the old school ways.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm all right. I can complain, but I'm not gonna.
yeah. I get it. It is actually, like I said, it's been a while since we've done it, and I just thought let's go with it. So what do we want to talk about first of all? Because we've got so much we can do. But I'm not sure if we're going to cram it all into one show today.
No,
but there are, if we can continue to do this in our new time slot, I'd say it's a new time slot. It's an alternative time slot to what we normally do. We're doing this. We're currently live recording this. During the day, sort of like 2 in the afternoon. Normally we do this like after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
and usually a Saturday. But I unfortunately I have one of those annoying things that I have to do. Work. Yeah. It gets in the way of my my fun times. And this is my fun time, you know. Right now, just chatting shit. I like chatting shit with my friends, and I'm missing it. I miss it big time. But yeah. So yeah, we've got a lot to do.
Yeah. I hate that you work.
Yeah,
which everyone I knew didn't work and didn't have to work and didn't have to pay stupid amounts of money and rent. And
my social life would be a lot more better. It would be, but you got to sacrifice certain things, unfortunately. But yes. Anyway.
Yes.
Reminiscing of the times old. But hopefully, yeah, like I said, we could probably move on if this becomes popular. Like, you know, it is a live recording, so even if no one comes into the chat, the live chat, we can also broadcast it. You know, we can actually broadcast it. Sorry. What I meant to have said was I can actually publish it over on Spotify. So you'd be able to listen to it. And it's more smoother edited version.
Yeah. Same on Rumble.
You're
not on Rumble. So you won't see any of this, so I'll cut it all out.
So yeah, if you want
to the end.
Follow if you're not following already, go and follow it's rumble.com/. I think it's actually gibberish, but it should still get you to the page. It's 3D. That's 3 the number D double E. So 3D. Go and check out check out follow Freddy there, and a lot of his stuff that he's done recently will be uploaded to that platform. I'm following him. I'm on there as well, just so I'm created. It's easy enough to create an account. Easy to create an account. All you gotta do is put you just need an email address and password, and that's it. You're all set up,
and a mobile phone. That's it. You're authenticated.
Authenticate yourself. Make sure you do that free stage setup if you need to as well, just because of extra security, because internet can be a bit naughty.
Internet
being the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a little rant about YouTube later on if there's time.
If there's time, we're trying to fit
if there's time.
I'm sure there will be. We'll make time.
So, I think the first game we're going to touch on was V Rising, wasn't it?
V Rising came out of its early access, didn't it? And it came into its full release. I see a lot of people streaming it. I'm like, and I read some of the post notes. I'm like, man, that's naughty. I've lost everything. Have I really lost everything?
Yeah.
And I've got corrupt files and shit.
It's a bit
and
shit.
Whatever. It's a bit shit.
Yeah.
It was a bit shit for us. Actually,
100 plus hours on our castle's gone. Because it wasn't compatible with the new update, the released update, which is a part of the course for early access titles. But I kind of hope they would be able to keep our stuff.
I actually got prior to the I got 73 hours playtime.
103 for me.
Yeah, I got about 73 building castles.
Hours in it. that's building the fucking castle.
And when it was, I last played it on the May 16th recently this year. But prior to that, because I bought the game, because it never had any. They've included a lot of stuff. They've included achievements and stuff like that. But those achievements for me are starting to like dwindle now. They've now become normal achievements. They're no longer gold ones because people are starting to play it more. Sad. But they never had achievements when it first came out, and I bought it we both bought it
when it first came out. We both bought it, we've been playing since day one. It
originally, in its first time of launch, when it's was it the 1.0?
It
came out on the 8th of May, but it was, I can't remember the actual date it came out, like originally, in the early access, but it was,
It was a good year and a half ago.
But yeah, if you are interested, and we're, like I said, we are talking about it, it is Sunlock Studios, published and developed by Sunlock Studios. It does get very positive reviews on Steam. But we put a lot of hours into it. So the fact is, when it came out with these new patch notes of saying, well, we're going to completely wipe everything and you got to start again.
It's not the first time I did that. It's the fourth time I did that.
Yeah.
Fourth time we've had to restart from ground up. in the previous community. Oh, sorry, Steve. In the previous community notes and the community posts on Steam, you go back and look at the, they actually said they weren't going to wipe progress for the main release. They changed their mind.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Just a tiny bit. Just a tiny.
How's the game?
How's the game? Well, for anyone who's not familiar, just in case, just to catch you up on, like, I think we even briefly on the originally when it did come out, we did actually do a spotlight highlights on it.
Yep.
V Rising, what is it about? So you awaken as a vampire, hunt for blood in nearby settlements to regain your strength and evade the scorching sun to survive. You got to raise your castle and thrive in an ever-changing open world full of mystery. Gain allies online and conquer the lands of the living. To give its description from Steam. So you're basically a vampire. And you can you do get some customization towards your vampire. It is fairly good, like, for its customization. You've got different skin tones and different hair designs. You can choose, obviously, male or female. I was just scrolling down the Steam reviews, and the first one I come to is obviously it's always from your friends list. So, like, the first one I come to is Freddy's Rent. It's like, yeah, this game was great, had tons of fun. However, the constant save wipes every update got tiresome. That's just some of what he says there, but yeah, that's obviously Freddy's initial thoughts on the game, which is fair. It's a fair comment to make. It's a fair thing to say because it is kind of annoying. I'm very salty about losing my castle. Yeah,
I'm very salty about losing my castle. I had an amazing castle. Spent hours.
That is, it's, I don't know, for me, like, going back to it, it's kind of Marmite because you either liked it or you hated it because, like, yeah. I liked it and then I hated that I've got to start again. The game does offer customization to the point where you can create your as easy as you want. World modifiers are one way to make it such an easier game. Like, you could have nighttime and 1 hour sun. You have to have the minimum is like one hour of sunlight. That's obviously the best case scenario if you really want to start off. If you want to make it such an easy game, you could create a level 70. I don't even know how high it goes, but you can make level 70 characters and have level 70 gear, and everything you pick up is, well, low stuff will be pointless.
It still puts you in the start of the game, at the very bottom with no, and you've still got to kill everything.
You've still got
to progress. It doesn't make it any easier. It just gives you a little boost, in terms of making your castle.
It's boosting a character. It's like having a wild boost.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, gives you the building blocks to get started quicker.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you my fucking castle back though, does it?
No, and that's why it is so annoying. It is. I do actually sort of sympathize on what you're saying, because, like I said, I've got over 70 odd hours in the game, and I'm starting again, and it's like, you know, I'm earning
it's
these.
It's much harder as well.
It is a lot more difficult.
Sorry, Steve.
It's okay.
Out of practice. Because they removed the damage modifiers off the world modifiers. Because when we played it, I made this, like, blade. Like, we were, like, invincible, more or less. It was just a bit of fun, you know, just run around and kill everything. It's an open world. It is very well done. The game is amazing. Like, I'm not going to shit all over V-Rise, and the game is incredible. The aesthetic, the graphics, the mechanics, the new skill tree is awesome. The whole game is brilliant. I'm so annoyed about losing my save file, and it's just tedious when I'm having to start again. But and I've completely lost trail of thought, like I always do. It's a great game, but the fact that you can't augment your damage makes the game default levels of damage, and these things hit hard, man. And you don't hit hard at all. The damage has now been scaled into the ability tree, so you have to unlock all of the abilities in the tree. And when you start again, you've still got to go and farm all of the V-blood types to get points to put in your tree. So starting again, giving that boost still makes you weak because all your power comes now from your spell trees, which is blood, unholy, holy, ice, fire. There's a couple of others, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's all scaled into the skill tree now. And that's why they've removed the, so you could give yourself, I gave us like 5x damage when we played it together on our private server, and 5x health. Can't do that now. The game feels like a completely different game because that's all been sort of condensed into something else. So it feels like a new game, although very familiar. But the game is great. It's one of the best co-op games, PvP games, if you like that sort of thing, out there. The only other negative I don't like about it is the price point for the DLCs they have. They have a Castlevania DLC where you can dress up as Alucard from Castlevania. Right. I don't know if you've seen the video. That's £18, which is more expensive than the actual game. I'll take issue with that. £18 for 5 items. Hello, Blizzard.
Oh, yeah. We'll touch upon that in a little while. which I can't wait for, actually. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. But V Rising. In its current state, though. That's fine. In its current state, given the recent review that you did give it, I don't regret giving it a bad, I wouldn't regret giving it a bad review because it does deserve it, because it was a bit of a, especially if you put so many hours in, for everyone who played it at the start.
There's no reason for that. At least let us keep the save file. You couldn't even load it up. It was just like, nope. They could have easier said, right, well, we'll keep that, get that version of the game same. You download a new version, put it in a different directory or something. Give us the choice, if you wanted to upgrade the game so we don't lose our castle. Because at the end of the day, all it's added is Dracula. And obviously it's changed the way the game plays, what the skill tree and stuff. But I would rather have kept my castle. In all honesty, and all my minions I had there as well.
Not
everyone has, I know I don't work, I don't have unlimited time put into everything, and I've invested a lot of time, and time is more valuable than anything. And that invest that many hours into a game, the game's terrible, and go, no, I will never change my rating unless, they make backwards compatibility save. There are old save games. But that's kind of mute anyway, because all my save games were deleted when I updated the game anyway. So, the short answer is no. I'm not updating my reviews for it. They deserve it. They deserve the hate. Even though the game is amazing, they deserve the hate. They deserve it. They're deleting my castle. And their absurd DLC prices.
Oh, I have found the answer I was looking for. When I asked when it came out in early access, it's 17th of May 2022, so it's actually 2 years.
Wow, two years. That game.
Yeah, I didn't realize. If you scroll down a bit further on Steam, it actually gives you the original release date.
Definitely not changing my review now.
It's been two years we put into that game.
Yeah.
They finally release it, and then they wipe everyone's save.
But honestly, don't let my experience put you off from playing it. It is a very good game. Very hard.
It is.
It's a very hard game. But if you've got friends to play with, it's worth playing.
Yeah, not really much else I can add to it. We had already spoken about it. Everything you wanted to learn about what the game is about is already in one of our previous podcasts. But basically, to cover what we've already said, you go around, it's top down, isn't it? Top down, isometric, isometric point POV, and you go around, you're killing animals, you're killing people. Eventually, you can turn yourself into either human, wolf, frog, spider, rat. You can have rat form. I think we managed to get up to bat form. I don't know if that's still there, but you can summon mounts. Once you get a mount, you can summon a mount, so you can travel around.
Didn't see a bat form in the new
release. No, not in the new update. I didn't see it, but I don't know if it's there.
Probably thought it was too cheesy because you could just fly across the map.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why they've done away with it.
They're using teleports. So, yeah, probably why they... But no, kind of that. Have fun.
You can teleport. It is a... you go around battling like creatures and enemies and stuff. There are bosses to fight. There are, but it's also like as you said about building a castle.
It's like there's sections of the map that are sort of broken up. So you've got a haunted forest. You've got a main human town. You've got like a monster area where Dracula lives, like the swamp type area. You've got the mountains, and then you've got the general forest where you start, and then the general forest, you've got like little camps and little towns sort of scattered around everywhere where you can feed on humans, capture humans and capture pets, and there's a lot of nuance to this game that makes it very fun. But like I said, a lot of people might find it quite difficult, especially if you're a casual gamer. If you're playing casually, playing by yourself, you might struggle to even get into the first town. Because, like I said, the damage has been completely leveled across the playing field, so you might not enjoy it by playing by yourself. Because I don't enjoy playing by myself anymore. So I think I would lean into if you've got people. Again, I say if you've got people to play with, it's worth playing. But the areas it's got are fantastic, and I like the whole The bit with the what's it called, the bossy fight with the tankers on his back, and he's got the tankers everywhere and there's lightning poles everywhere, and that kind of reminds me of World of Warcraft, the undead bit.
Yeah
whether you go in there and you fight all the the monstrosities. There's loads of monstrosities. There's a giant, there's a couple of giants, there's massive trents that one shot you. There's spiders, there's giant wolves. As later on, you get you fight these ogre vampire hybrids. There's werewolves. There's paladins. You even fight Simon from Castlevania as well. If you beat Dracula, Simon turns up. I don't know if he turns up if you haven't got the DLC, but he is a boss after Dracula, where you get the chain weapon if you manage to kill him. And I dread to think how that fight would go. They've revamped all the boss fights, all the encounters. They all have unique things that they do. They revamped a lot of the powers, and the progression is tied into killing these things because they unlock stuff for your castle, unlocks abilities, and unlocks recipes that you need as well to make gear and stuff. I didn't really touch on that, but that's how the game sort of comes as the progression is all tied to killing these things, which is V blood. You know, be rising. You get high blood pressure when you play this game.
anyway,
I'll shut up now.
We've got a bit of a sour. We've got a sour taste in our mouth from.
Yes,
but it is still. Ultimately, it's still actually.
It's a good game.
Good game. Yeah.
Yeah. My review will stay negative, but it's a good game. This is what I say, not what I do.
All right, so let's move on from that now then. Speaking of games in early access, recently a game came out, and I know you're familiar with these games. Supergiant Games, it's been one of my favourite game developers over the last few years. Yeah. Recently brought out their first ever sequel to a game, Hades 2, which...
Never heard of it.
Don't know it. But, so Hades 2 came out in early access. It is, I think it's about £25, but you could only originally buy it on Steam. But I think other platforms now I think Steam had the
initial release,
release because that's more of a sort of trusted source rather than
they did their open alpha on it and they got loads of people to join in on it and then they just released it about a week later.
So Battle Beyond the Underworld, using dark sorcery on take on the Titans of Time in this bewitching sequel to the award-winning rogue-like dungeon crawler. So, what's different about this? Really, there's not a lot. There are some new weapons like you've got to get. So if you're not familiar, Hades is like plays on like a lot of the Greek gods. And
Greek underworld is more focused on.
Yeah, it's focused on the Greek underworld. You've got obviously in the first game you had Hades himself. There's a couple of reprising roles in this one. You've got Aphrodite, who is sexy as hell. I'm sure anyone who's familiar with like Greek gods myth and that, like the basically
god of love.
The god of love, everyone just is sexually attracted to everybody. It's like a complete bi fest. It's almost that's saying, you know,
you
me saying
inclusive.
That it's me saying that means it genuinely is. It's just aimed, it's just got, they are
everybody bangs everybody.
They do. It's, but that's Greek mythology for you, so you know. I'm not just
they
saying
bang
that.
Cousins, like bang cousins and sisters and all that back then. They don't give a shit.
They don't really care. They don't care.
And you literally got the definition is any hole's a goal.
Yeah. it is. But you've got obviously you've got there's the characters in terms of the characters, you've got the unseen characters, you've got the Olympians who and then there are other characters in this. There's quite a lot to do. There's lots you can actually undo in this game. In comparison, in terms of time and in the game, this has more content in this early access than the full release of the first game. So it's a much bigger game before even in its early access. So that already is for me, it is a plus. Yeah, it is a little bit more dear than some of our other roguelike games that we've played recently, which we could touch upon in a second. Because I like to compare the two, actually. I like to compare those games. That being Raven's Watch, of course, which came out just prior to this, which is a little bit more cheaper, but that is also co-op. This isn't, as far as I can see, I don't think it is actually co-op.
Not
it is still
co-op,
single player.
Single player.
Single player. You do what you do, do what you did in Hades. You'll go around, you're fighting mobs. It's a dungeon crawler. Exactly what it says on a tin. You unlock rogue. It's a rogue-lite RPG action game. It is from, like I said, it's from Supergiant Games. I'm not going to give away too much of it, but there's exactly what you expect from a Hades game and from a Supergiant game. Great music, great score, great voice acting. Some of the voice acting in this, some of the dialogue in this, some of the script in this is just as good as the first one. I'm putting them side by side. I would say this is no better, but it's not worse. Like most sequels, in my opinion, can actually never the same. It's always copy and paste. This does have a lot of copy and paste elements to it because it is, again, it's another Hades game, but with a slight turn on twist on the fact that this time you're not paying as the male character, you're paying as a female character, more of the sister line, I think. I can't remember the which, you know, if you're into that whole Hades thing and the Greek mythology, you'll understand it a lot better than me. But I have only touched upon it, but I've managed to get to the boss round a couple of times. There's a couple of bosses, as there were in the first game. You'll have a different boss fight depending on which doorway you go through, but it's as good as the first, if not probably, I would say probably better, because there's just more to collect. There's more stuff that you go around collecting,
more weapons.
More weapons
was needed in the first one.
Oh yeah,
First one only had a limited amount of weapons, which
it did, and there's a lot. Yeah, you've got different ways of upgrading your weapons or upgrading your skills. There's obviously skill tree and that you have to try and level up because that's part of the game. But yeah, from what I've played from it so far, it is, I think, a good sequel to the to that first one. And I as a Supergiant fanboy, I suppose I might be leaning towards being in favor of it being a good game, but that's because it is, in my opinion, at least. I actually do think all of their games, none of them have failed to draw a crowd. It does get very positive reviews. It came out on the 6th of May of 2024. And yeah, I like it. I like
it. It's on my wish list.
It is on your wish list.
I haven't got it yet because I bought Dead of Blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I will get it. I loved the first one. The second one looks good.
It's going to keep you going for a long time because there's replayability. Obviously, you got to try it. I had a good run recently of having a weapon, but do you know what? I can't remember the combination, and that's the thing. It's like, because it's very RNG in that way.
All RNG. Very lucky if you get this.
If you get a good weapon and you get a good what do they call it? But it's like adds to your thing, isn't it? Because they call it something, and I can't remember what they called it. But it's there's something that they call it, and I can't remember what it's called. I will think of it later, but it'd be too late. But yeah, you just sort of buffs and debuffs. It's pretty much like weapon enhancing and stuff.
Oh, they've got the mirror system in it. You put the points in.
There's a pool. There's like a wishing pool. It's the same sort of thing. It is similar to like the mirror.
Modifiers, like
modifier. You can modify your game to have
make it harder, gives you more shit for doing it.
Yeah, it's like
the one before you go in as well. You got a list you can pick from a load of debuffs.
Yeah, debuffs. So you'd have to collect. I think in this one it's like souls or shards or something. Very, I suppose in that case, it's very original because it's not, in any roguelike, they've always got shards and shards or souls that you've got to collect. And if you die, you lose everything. Now, in this one, whatever you collect, you can actually farm. I don't remember farming in the first one. You'd be there, depending on, you get a secondary weapon that you choose before going in, and it basically means that you can either mine with a pickaxe or dig with a shovel, and your pickups, so you'd have to go through the same sort of areas again, but again it's RNG which way you go, so it's all about whether or not you can pick up those items. So you'll see like a pile of rocks that could be mined if you have the pickaxe, but if you don't choose the pickaxe and you choose like the shovel, which you have to unlock as the game develops, the further you go into the game, the more stuff you start unlocking, as was the case in the first game. Same as the weapons. You could buy your weapons if you've got enough items, whatever items it acquires. And yeah, so there's a few more things to buy. There's a nice little things to look out for, some lore to pick up on the way. If you're familiar with any of the Supergiant games, you'll be very familiar with all the voice actors, with all the narrator that is in the first one is also in the second one, who is also you're going to be familiar from prior, which I've obviously played all of the games. So yeah, I just wanted to mention this one because it is kind of I am kind of sort of super fan of like, well, I'll say super fan, but like super giant games.
Fanboy.
Yeah. I've never.
Loyal fan.
I've never shat upon like, if they were bad, I would tell you they were bad. I'm not just saying it just because I like their games. At the moment, have I played anything? Like this? Yes, I have, because roguelike.
I have.
We've played Raven's Watch. Was it Raven's Watch?
I also played Death Must Die as well.
Death Must Die.
Death Must Die is very similar to Hades. The second part of the game came out this month.
All right.
And it's very, very good. It's only cost a fiver. And it has the same sort of thing. You go into an arena, you got the gods come down and talk to you, and they give you power-ups, and you've got to progress through the level, killing waves and waves of stuff. You can pick from multiple characters. So you've got your warrior, you've got your archer. You don't get a weapon as opposed to Hades. You get a weapon which gives you your class. This one you pick my favorite is the mage because she's super hot. and you've got the assassin with daggers. You've got the orc warrior, which he has a chain weapon which swings around his head, which is amazing. They recently added the elf bowman, who's pretty sick. Basically, the whole premise is that death must die because death broke one of the sacred celestial laws, and now every single celestial being is after him. So time, death's daughter's after him. You've got the god of fire, the god of war, the god of earth, your god of ice, the god of water. You know, it's very sort of like all of the avatar gods are basically after him. So that's sort of the premise, is that you've got to stop him before he destroys the world. So that's the premise. It's very, very cool. I'm not doing it enough justice, but in comparison to Hades, if you find Hades 2 a bit expensive, I would highly recommend Death Must Die as a cheaper alternative, as one of my favorite games, which is one of the reasons why I haven't bought Hades 2, because I haven't completed Death Must Die yet. I bought it as soon as it released. I'm quite happy to have some of the rarest achievements in the game so far, because I've played it so much. But I highly recommend it, and comparison-wise, you can't go wrong. If you're looking for a Hades alternative, or you're looking to get into the roguelite area, I would start off Hades 1, Hades 2, or Death Must Die, or Raven's Watch, which me and Steve have recently played. I haven't played that much of Raven's Watch, but it is the first co-op roguelike, which was made by the guys that made... I can't remember the name of it. But the Raven's Watch is an augmented version of the first game. I can't think of what it's called.
It's Curse of the Dead Gods.
That was it. And it was God something.
Yeah.
Curse of the Dead Gods. Yeah. Single player. Yeah. That was in this. It's the same engine. In Raven's Watch, but it's co-op, and it's like a semi-open world. Very a much harder game than Hades, I would suggest.
Yeah.
Also harder than Death Must Die. Highly recommend play co-op if you have it, any mates to play with, if you like roguelikes. One of the first co-op roguelikes there is. I will shout out Brotato. Is a similar sort of roguelike, not similar, it's like a bullet hell, but that's going to have a proper co-op update soon. So if you're looking for co-opable roguelikes, you've got Raven's Watch and Brotato, which is, funny enough, one of my favorite little games to kill time in. So yeah, but Hades 2 is definitely worth it if you're a fan of the Greek gods, Greek myths. And you like the first one, I would highly recommend it. Obviously, if you're a big fan of the first one, because it's more of the same. It's nothing ultimately new in Hades 2. It's just more of the same with a little bit more polish and extra weapons, and obviously a different cast. I don't know that much about it because I kind of stayed away from spoilers and stuff because I want to get it myself. But from what I've seen, it's highly worth adding to your collection if you love roguelike games. So yeah, and you can't go wrong with Supermassive games anyway. It's Supermassive Games, isn't it?
Yeah, Supergiant Games.
Sorry,
yeah,
Supermassive, different company. Supergiant Games. Yeah, they haven't made a bad game. I think one of the most underrated games was it's called Transition. Isn't it?
Supergiant Transistor.
Transistor. That's Transistor. It, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I can always be terrible with names. Transistor, yeah, one of the most underrated games out there. Highly recommend that. You can get that game for like peanuts, like a couple of quid. So if you want to see what they're all about and you don't want to shout out for Hades or Hades 2, you can definitely play that and get a good grasp of what their games are like. That's a very, very good game. All their games are amazing, but I think that one deserves a little bit more credit. One of the best games I've played. Yeah, I'll shut up now. Move on.
No, that's fine. It's good to sort of like mull over something that you like. Because out of the Supergiant games, I was going to say Pyre is also a good shout out. It's completely different as well. It's completely different. Storytelling is so much different. Like I could talk about Supergiant games all day, but I won't because it'll take up too much time. But yeah, they basically bring out a game every about 3 years. There's a three to four year gap between each game. 2024, 2020, 2017, 2014, and 2011 to give you an idea of how far apart.
On them.
But that's a sign of a good developer because they're not being rushed and they are very much an indie developers anyway.
Yeah. Not copy and paste like most modern AAA games are at the moment.
Yeah. AAA games, you spend three times as much money on one game. You'll get what I would consider to be. See, I've given up on. I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's been a while since we've done one of these podcasts. I've blatantly now refused to buy any sort of like quadruple.
If it's a AAA,
I'd refuse AAA to buy game,
AAA publisher. Forget about it. I think the last AAA game I bought was Diablo.
Yeah, same.
And I haven't bought a AAA game since.
Nope.
Used to. They're all money grabbing. I actually prefer to play free to play games or indie games now. To be fair, I actually have more fun on my mobile phone than playing any AAA release nonsense release. Just full of. Not only is it most of it full of political propaganda now, there is also no game there. I don't know. We have a rant about AAA games. We got time to have a rant about AAA games? No, I'll save it. But it's the whole industry has just gone to shit recently, and the indie games is where the fun is, where you should be spending your money and time. Highly recommend checking it. Thankfully, Steam have regular promotions of indie games.
Yeah,
so if you see like a fest of some kind, check it out because. They usually have some really good games in there. That's how I found Death Must Die.
Yes, I was watching the trailers while she was talking about it, and it does look. The problem is, I've got Hades 2 now. Sort of like I did that thing of like what you did, but the other way around. You know, I've seen that game, and I'm like, but I've got Hades 2.
Yeah,
I don't want to overload myself with too much of the same type of game. I'd already bought Raven's Watch prior, but I already said I was going to get Hades 2 a long time ago. Yeah. And I knew the pricing would be a lot better in one way than the other. The timing was perfect for when I got paid as well. I think that's what it came down to. I got paid at the right times. So that's why I managed to get both, but I might even still get Death Must Die.
I would recommend it before they put the price up because it's if you love Hades, you'll love Death.
Yeah,
like, absolutely.
It's also like it's also tagged as a bullet hell.
Yes, it's a bullet hell cross.
I don't think you mentioned it.
Roguelike. I didn't know. It is more of a bullet hell than it is like a action RPG. So yeah. Because you can turn on auto attack, and then you just move the character around. It's a very chill game. Because obviously you can put it on auto mode, and it will play it for you. Not that I recommend you do that, but it's kind of like one of those games where you can either take it really seriously and get into it, or you can just have it on and just watch the chaos unfold and watch your character die. Because that's what happens; you just die. Yeah, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Can't recommend it enough.
Excellent. Right, any other games that we haven't mentioned, because it's been a while since...
Well, Diablo 4 had Season 4 come out, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. Right, well, we're coming into that territory of talking about Blizzard. But Blizzard games can be good, but the company can be shit. So
the company's still a pile of crap. Yeah, the games aren't much better, to be fair. But there is a but. The big but is that Diablo Season 4 is better than Season 3. That should be what they lead with on their advertisements. It's better than Season 3. So I haven't played much of it, but if you've been keeping up to date with Blizzard and Diablo, basically they've overhauled the entire game. Season 4 has been dubbed as a re-release of the game. They called it Loot. I don't know what it's called, the actual season. Loot Respawn or Loot Reborn. I think it's what they're going with, Loot Reborn. And it's basically, if you played at launch, Blizzard had all their gear had like a million affixes. They'd have stunned, slightly aggravated, slightly stunned, not stunned. It'd be like just stupid variations of things like that. And, cold, slightly cold, chilly. It's all stupid things like that. So they removed all that. And we've now got, we've gone from 100 odd affixes down to about 30, which is, well done, Blizzard. This is what you should have done in the first place. And they've overhauled the game mechanics where hell tides are permanent now. They happen everywhere, all over the map, which is great for farming and great for gear. If you've already completed the main campaign, the last thing you want to do is follow that stupid teenager around. That will go insane if I have to listen to it. Go in there and do something because I can't be bothered. No, just skip the campaign and go around and kill a bunch of demons. And it's a fun, chill game. It's nothing too serious. You can do the side quests. The open map is massive. They fixed the mount. There's loads of drop rates that have been increased. They've added a fifth tier difficulty, so now it goes up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth tier being level 100 true end game. They've nerfed some of the bosses. They nerfed Lilith's damage output. They nerfed some of the other ultra bosses they've put in for doing too much damage. Then also the telegraph attacks they fixed as well. But there's loads of balance changes. It's too much to talk about in a quick sort of segment. But basically, the game is a massive overhaul. It's almost like buying downloading an overhaul patch or DLC for the game. So it's much better than it was. It's much more fun. Things feel faster, more responsive. I haven't played much of the new season. I played season 3 and I wanted to rip my own head off. So, that fact I haven't felt like that yet is an improvement. But Diablo 4 is like exactly like I think Steve said this earlier. It's like Marmite. Either love it or hate it. And it's sort of middle ground. A lot of people are sort of middling about it right now. So, it's better than season 3, but it's still not where we want it to be. There's loads of stuff they can improve upon. The only thing I'm really, really still sort of apprehensive about is that they're still announcing that the expansion is going to be like £70 for the next expansion, which is a big no-no. So that they haven't sort of elaborated on that, and that's still the holding price tag. Blizzard being Blizzard, I don't know if I'll continue to support Diablo in that regard. I'm enjoying season 4 for what it is, but I'm not overly impressed with Blizzard right now. And they've also managed to mess up their other leading game, World of Warcraft. But if you haven't played Diablo 4 for a while and you have Game Pass, it's on Game Pass as well. So you can download it, try it out, see for yourself if you like it. These action games have always been fun for me. I wish I can get back into Last Epoch because I haven't been had a chance to play that yet with that released as well. That came out of early access. And the reason I say that is because it's better than Diablo 4, without a shadow of a doubt. It is miles ahead of Diablo 4 in terms of gameplay, abilities, skill trees, just general fun and gear. It's so much more rewarding because it not only is the stuff harder to find, but when you get an empowered item, it actually makes you powerful. Unlike you get a legendary in Diablo, or you get one of the ethereal weapons. What do they call their top tier weapons that you get? It has I can't remember the name of it. It's not mythic. It's not not legendary. It's called something else. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, you get these. There's loads of them. You get them, and you barely feel the difference, unless you've got the relative ones that pair with it. So the power jumping, the power scaling, and the feeling of a badass in Diablo 4 isn't as good as in other games when you get that piece of legendary gear or equipment. You don't really notice the difference, especially at low level, because you'll pick up some of this stuff at low level, and you'll be like, oh, I'm already steamrolling stuff. And look how quickly I was killing stuff the other night with my army of undead. Literally, we were just standing around, and I was just holding down one button, and everything was dying. So it wasn't exactly difficult. So it's hard to notice the sort of like the power upgrade, the power creep, until you get to the later levels. And then when you get to the later levels, it becomes much harder to sort of get that reward that the euphoria, the adrenaline release of getting that one item you want. You can craft them, so it's like you don't sort of takes that element of finding the loot away. They've introduced this new crafting mechanic where you can just literally craft the weapon you want. Well, it's all good. I guess it's all fine. You know, I'm not going to complain too much. But what I'm saying is that the reward for going out in the world and killing stuff is not really as good as it should be. And that's one of my major complaints with Diablo 4, is that in Diablo 3, you went out and hunted those gear sets. And when you got those gear sets, they made you amazingly powerful. Don't have that in Diablo 4. The gear sets don't exist. You've got these weird sort of augmented things that go together, but they're not sets. It's a very weird gray area they've done with it. So I don't really understand, as a mechanic point of view, where they're going with that. So I'm not, although I love Diablo, and Diablo 4 is, Season 4 is a massive improvement in the game. For me personally, it still wasn't where I want it to be, and a lot of fans have said the same thing. So yeah, that's how I feel about Diablo 4 right now. If you're brand new to Diablo, you'll enjoy it. If you're a veteran like me and Steve, although Steve hasn't played as much as I have, it does feel still a little bit on the lack side, but it is much better than it was. So yeah, there is positives in that wall of negatives that I said as well. But it is good. But it's not brilliant. That's probably what a better TDR, too long didn't read to listen section. But yeah, that's what I feel about Diablo 4. What do you think of what you've been playing so far, Steve? So I've just waffled on for about half an hour there.
No, it's getting me into, like, when Diablo 4 first came out, we were at a point where there was a group of us, we all chatted away, and we had fun because we were with friends, regardless of however difficult it was at the time. Because you were with people who helped you out, we all had our own either necromancers or rogues or you know, whatever classes we chose to have. We got on, we did all the dungeons, we did all the work, and then when we get into the season part of it, it started to become a little bit stale. It was a little bit grindy, and it was just felt so. For me, it just felt too much at once. And then, like, when people dropped, once you completed the main campaign, you're like, okay, I'm dropping this now because I've got other things on it, which is fine. You know, people do have other things that they want to do, and it was, you know, you've got a life that you want to get on with. But it's, you know, I feel like we're going back to that finding the game again of it being old. It's an old game now, but it's now becoming with new content and the new way of playing from, this, like you said, Season 3. I never really played much of Season 3, to be honest, because I just couldn't get on with it. I couldn't get on with it at first. Yeah. But I've been recently playing Season 4. I've just been, like, blasting. Like you said, I don't know if they've made, and I don't want to say this in as a negative, but, like, I don't know if they made it. This isn't a bad thing, that it's actually really easy to play on my own, because I don't I'm not with people. Yeah. When I'm playing the games, when I come home from work, all I want to do is chill out. I have about an hour before I probably go to start falling asleep. I won't be in a frame of mind that I would want to chat with anyone because I've just got home from work and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But I also can't go straight to bed. And I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah.
We went live. But yeah, you need downtime.
Yeah.
And the downtime for me is playing some of this, and I'm really liking it. I'm just like blasting through. Before I know it, it's now like it's, 2 hours.
It's fun to destroy everything.
It's so much fun. I just want to keep playing it all the time, and I know I can't because. But yeah, no, I found the game again. I've rediscovered what the game's like again, and that's a good thing, and it's a good way of getting me interested back into the playing the game. You're getting loot fairly quickly, like powerful loot, you know, early loot. I created, like, for season 4, I created a brand new character. I'd done a rogue character, which is one of my first characters I actually created in the pre-season game before there was even a, before season 1 even came out. When we did the story mode, I had a rogue. But that's because I like rogues. I like rogues and hunters. I play them quite a lot in any of those type of games. But that's just me. That's a personal thing. Anyone else? I do actually have a couple of necromancers as well. But anyway, you know, the whole point is that, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm going through. I'm playing it. There are still plenty of people that will help you. People can come into your area. You will come across. You know, it's a live server game, so you know there's. But people can come along. They'll help you out. They'll bugger off. You don't have to make friends with people. You don't have to. You can. It is a social. At the end of the day, it does become a social hub because, like, people are in the same area. But they do, you do you. They do them. It's great. I like it. with any co-op game, it's always fun with friends anyway. But the fact that I can actually have a bit of downtime, jump in, I'll be sitting there chilling out, maybe drinking something alcoholic, maybe something non-alcoholic, doesn't matter. The fact is that it's all done pretty much all you and your mouse. Not very much in the keyboard. It's great. I like it. It's a nice way of chilling. And I'm getting back into liking the game. Instead of that grind. It's not like that. It seems to have taken the grind away, which is nice. Now, I don't think everyone's going to agree with that. Some people might want the grind, but that's, you know, no, you can't. The problem is you can't please everybody, can you? You try to please everybody, you please no one. I like what they're doing with season 4. I like it. I'm enjoying it, and that's the point. If you're not enjoying the game, then it's not. Then that's it. You might as well give up. Which we did. We actually did. I think I don't think I played season 2. I very rarely did. I even bother with season 3. But season 4 is. Yeah, I'm getting through the season. I'm getting through it. If there's a grind later on, I mean, I'm leveling up like every fourth quest. I think I'm leveling up.
Yeah, they're getting to end level is not hard. The leveling up the Paragon, the hard bit.
Yeah, but hopefully by then I'll have a much better. And I'm not really like with the first season. I started following guides and stuff, but I just think. I don't need to. I just want to play it the way I want to play it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Because there's not that big grind, I think it's actually nice to actually create a new character without actually worrying too much about having to grind. You can always create a new character or create another rogue.
Exactly.
You know, you could easily play that. All right. So anyway, I've said what I've said. I like season 4. I hope they keep with this. I hope they keep with it and keep this the way that they've done it. But anyway, that's my little 2 cents on Diablo 4. I think we should probably move into something else so we can start wrapping up soon because. It is a day stream.
Times against me, unfortunately.
Times against you. But like I said, this is our first time we've come back and we're just doing a small. It's not It was never intended to be a long, like normally we go into sort of like 3 hours, which we don't
start earlier
have.
Next time.
Yeah. No, the next time we can actually do that. It's not a problem. But yeah, as I know, you've got your time's against you. So well, let's try and get into something else before we have to wrap up. So let's move on from gaming talk.
What should we rant about?
Is there anything we could talk about? Is there any game? Go on.
Gaming rants.
Gaming rants. Is there anything that you want to sort of like that doesn't take up
400 years? Yeah. What could I be angry about? Or about the Helldivers 2 situation?
Helldivers 2 that came out recently. We are a little bit behind on that, but like there was a massive. I would call it a huge cock up on their part. Because it's more the studio, it's more PlayStation, wasn't it?
It's all Sony, yeah. But yeah, the blame doesn't solely lie at Sony's shoes. The Helldiver devs have not helped matters. With all the Sony stuff and all the Helldivers 2 being banned in so many other countries because of Sony's policies. Which is why Sony is banned in other countries because they're aggressive terms and conditions, which are illegal in a lot of countries. They're aggressive data farming, basically, and personal information they want from you. Plus, they have the worst security online out of all the big companies, all the AAA studios. They've been hacked the most in the last 3 years than any other platform. How it came about was they basically said, oh, we've been doing a trial period on PC, now you need a Sony account to log into Helldivers 2 to play on Steam because you're playing on our servers. And everyone went, what? I don't want to log into a third-party account. I don't want to log into my PlayStation account. I want to load up Steam and play the game. Why do we need a PlayStation account? So the whole thing was a ploy, get PlayStation account. People signed up to PlayStation. So because further down the line, they basically want to charge PC users be able to play PlayStation games on their PC via PlayStation Plus subscriptions. Because in order to play their multiplayer games, you need a PlayStation Plus subscription. That is exactly the angle they were going for, because once they had enough people signed up, they could go, well, now you need to pay us, use our services.
Yeah.
This is from various tweets and various data leaks all over reputable people on Twitter. There's one guy called Grums. You might have heard of him. He announced it. He looks into all these claims. He's a former Blizzard dev. He announces like loads of stuff happening in the dark side of the gaming industry, and he poured light on what Sony plans were in the future. Due to all the backlash, thankfully they relented on the third party software and account verification that you needed. But that wasn't the final nail in the coffin for Helldivers 2 for me personally. I haven't played the game since Sony announced this debauchery. The reason I have stopped playing the game, and I know this isn't about podcasts, isn't about this sort of stuff, but I will just say the liaison for the community liaison that they had, the PR person they had, basically said that if you're white, you're not allowed to play the game. So they made a racist comment towards the audience that got picked up on, and they got a lot of stick for that. She got sacked. The company did apologize. I can't remember the name of the studio. So they've gone from, they went from overwhelmingly positive to they're now mixed on Steam. And they've just completely messed up everything. All the goodwill they had gone. All the stupid comments that their Discord people and their admins have made. There's loads of stuff they've said, racist stuff that they've said towards the gaming community. Which is the reason I've boycotted them. So I don't care so much for Sony and their stuff. Loads of people still can't play the game because of Sony. The Steam situation still wasn't rectified in most countries. They had one of the most popular games on the platform, and they've also ruined the game with aggressive monetization policies. I don't know if you've logged into the game, But you can unlock everything by playing the game. There's like five different battle passes that all have gear on now, which you have to pay to unlock, or you have to grind the relevant in-game currency. Unless you play it 24/7 and know where to look and have people with you that can help you farm it, someone like me and Steve who casually play the game will never be able to farm that amount of currency to unlock all those battle passes for the gear. And every battle pass costs you £10 to unlock. So you pay 50 quid for the main game, you get a free battle pass which gives you the basic gear, and then you've got the key gems and stuff in the game that you unlock. They help you kill stuff. Even if you earn enough currency to unlock the second one, which I did, it took me ages, you still got to farm the medals in-game to buy the stuff on these relevant battle passes. Now, if you've got five of them, you're never going to do it. Like, it doesn't matter if you can say you can do it. A casual player is never, ever, ever going to unlock all that stuff, right? So, to me, that is aggressive micro and macro transactions. Because they will expect you to pay another 50 quid. Because most people who love the game are casual players are going to pay that. Right? They're not going to care about any of the news or all the stuff that's happened in the news or the gaming news. They're just going to pay it, and they know this. So they're just milking their fans and their loyal supporters. And I think this is one of the most scummiest things that I've seen a company do. Is paygate their weapons and gear progression. Although technically you don't have to pay for it. What casual player who's working a job or has got a family and only plays for a couple of hours a week or even a month is going to do that? So it's the whole company, the whole game is disgusting. And I regret paying for the game. I regret buying it. As much fun as the game is, because the game is hella fun, I refuse to support something like that. That to me is just a massive no-no. And I really hope that isn't the norm in paid games moving forward, where they literally they segregate the game and the stuff you can get in the game behind paywalls. That's like having Diablo and then having the loot progression tied behind battle pass after battle pass after battle pass. Get better gear, you've got to give us another tenner. Get better gear, you've got to give us another tenner. It's bad enough you can pay for level 100 on Diablo 4 and get some good gear as well. There is a pay to, I didn't talk about that, but there is a pay to win system in Diablo 4 as well. So this whole Helldivers thing is just stupid. It makes me very angry. And if you love the game and you don't care about any of that, fair play to you. I'm not going to tell you what you can or cannot do with your time. You know, but to me personally, from my perspective, from my experience and how I play the game, it is super bad. Like, it's just wrong. What do you think about it, Steve?
Well, there was a few things I wasn't aware of. The biggest thing to come out of like what they were saying about linking your account with Sony and stuff, that was pretty much the biggest thing I'd heard. But yeah, which they then did a massive sort of backpedal, didn't they? They backtracked massively on that because it was like, oh shit, we just made a massive mistake. I mean, I dropped the game just as that got announced. But yeah, I'm glad I think it's such a shitty environment. It's such a shitty way of like putting, you know, you get a good game. It came out with so many big positive reviews. Yeah. People were like you said, now the reviews now gone to mixed, I think.
They were overwhelming and negative.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
I was going to say it went, so it sort of balanced a little bit, but I think,
yeah.
You know, if you don't go behind some of the things that have been said, if you didn't know about it, then I can understand why. I think if people started understanding that, what you're saying about, I think that might actually kill, that probably will kill the game. But
Damage is done.
Damages is are you know, or is it a case of ignorance is bliss and like they're rather not sit, I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, rather not deal with it, rather ignore it, it didn't happen. You know, that a lot of people don't want to know, you know, then that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, if they just want to log on, have fun, you know, don't care about the politics or the ins and outs or, you know, the over monetization thing because they're not thinking about it, they're not aware of it, they don't care about it. You know, then that's fair. You know, if you, like I said, if you love the game, you're not bothered by any of that.
Mm.
Fair play to you. But from a casual perspective, the biggest thing for me is not just, sorry, Steve, it's not just the all the stuff of Sony and all the other nonsense that they've said. It's just the ridiculous amount of battle passes in there. It's just like they bring out all these cool guns. You see them on their adverts and they go, and now in this battle pass available now. And it's just like, I like that gun, but I'm never going to get it because I'm never going to be able to farm the currency to, you know, I'm never going to play it enough. Because you can't play it and it's got a group. Like, it's impossible to play solo.
It is. I've tried. I know that there's. They've got such a good premise though. They had like how the game could have easily have gone. Like probably will still go down this road, but like they've got so many factions that you can fight against.
Yeah.
You know, different planets that you're going to go towards. I really enjoyed playing what I played, but then I can't back a game that does what it, you know, set out to be one thing and then they decided to go a completely different route and completely killed what it started off as, which was just a fun looter shooter. Now it's become a they're doing a typical thing of looter shooters that have, over the years where it's like the same
mobile game.
Yeah. Just, yeah, what we're going to do.
Mobile monetization.
Monetize it.
Stuff. Yeah.
The game isn't that expensive. I don't think it's that dear to come out, even if you bought it in its...
Well, we bought it on CD Keys at 27 quid, but the retail price is $49.99.
Yeah.
So unless you're buying it on a sale, I think it might be cheaper than that now.
It probably is. It's about 35 quid now on if you bought it via Steam. I mean, I'm sure there are many ways around it. Like you said, CD Keys being one of them.
Yeah, 25 quid CD keys or 40 quid for the deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Which only unlocks one battle pass.
Wow. Compared to what
That's the issue. Oof. Like you pay it's like you pay for a full game, you expect the full game, access to the full game, not to like I said, they hide behind this, you can farm it. You can do it. You know, just because they give you a trickle amount of in-game currency in the game. To give you an example, out of the 30 odd hours I put into it, it took me 20 hours to farm that one pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't been able to unlock anything else.
When the grind becomes that sort of like real.
Yeah, they nerfed it. I couldn't forget, they nerfed the game. They nerfed single player game. They nerfed all the single player builds. They got rid of all the, because I was using the shotgun and I was using the railgun to clear content. And then they nerfed it. And then they buffed stuff that was rubbish. And then they brought out mechs, which are behind a level 25 grind. And it's just, it's not casual friendly. If you want to play that game and you want the best out of it, that needs to be the only thing you play. And you need a group of mates to play it with. So as a casual, like I say, just playing by solo, as you were saying, it's not possible anymore. You can't do it, but you just get absolutely battered.
Yeah,
even on easy.
And the other thing about, like, the obviously the thing about casual players, sometimes you don't always have your friends' availability, so you don't always have friends around. So like today we managed to meeting up to now, but then next week we might not be able to for whatever reasons. You know, so yeah, casual players get shafted once again because of greed. You know, and like all those games that we've just talked about, I can't play because I've got to play this. Well, no, I don't want to. I like the freedom of being able to pick and choose what I play when I play it, and not
like being locked into one game.
No. I know there are some people that do it, and fair play to them. Like, but I don't have that time, fortunately. But no, I think Arrowhead of just Matt and Sony. Yeah, that was a. No, I didn't like. I don't know. I liked it, and then I didn't. So, I think the game's now over for me.
I'm just not going to bother with it. Like, I just think it's too time consuming. Like, they expect us to have all this time to play these games, and that we're not the target audience. They're looking at the 15, 14 year olds that have no time, that have all the time in the world. You know. Don't have any responsibilities. They're sort of coming after, and that to me makes it worse, because the whole monetization thing is, mum and dad, can I have your credit card? Can I have your card to buy all these battle passes. All this stuff? A good example of this. Another just while we're on the issue of battle passes, there was a mobile game that came out, Solo Leveling, right? One of the most hyped up games and animes and manhwa mangas. 3.8 billion readers. Of this manga. It's one of the biggest manhwas come out in anime form. Their series was a massive success on Crunchyroll. The game followed suit, right, on the hot on the heels of all the success. They brought out the game. The honeymoon period for the first 2 weeks of the logging into the game was now over. I can't progress. As a free to play player, I can't progress. If I wanted to unlock the game, right, and this is in monthly subscriptions, they want £48 a month to play this game to unlock all the content. £48 a month. There's this, if gaming's heading this way, we're fucked. Sorry, but we're absolutely foobarred. Like, I really am worried for the future of video games if this is the sort of direction they're heading in with all this monetization stuff. I know it's a free-to-play game, and they've got to make their money. But who the hell is going to 48 quid a month? 48 quid a month
no.
To unlock the whole content of the game? And and as I said, the honeymoon period is finished. So you don't get any more like handouts. You don't get any more like power-ups or anything like that. And the game is just a colossal grind. Like, the combat's extremely fun. I love the anime. I love the manga. I'm one of the biggest fans of Solo Leveling. You've only got to look at my channel to see the amount of songs and stuff I've made on it. And it's an amazing video game concept. I mean, it's literally the anime and manga is built for converting into a video game, and they just completely messed it up with again aggressive monetizations. And I'm sick of the way these companies are monetizing video games, paid and free to play. Especially free to play, which is getting worse and worse every time they release something. So yeah, I'm losing my voice now. But yeah, it's just it sucks. But that's why the indie scene is booming, and that's why everyone's turning to indie games. That's why you now got the III initiative, which is basically a piss take of the AAA gaming section, the III for triple indie. And they had a showcase a little while ago. There's another III showcase coming out in August, and a lot of companies, a lot of publishers are realizing that people are playing these indie games, which is why they're getting bought out by so many big companies. And I just hope they stay independent, so we can get more gems like Hades 2, Death Must Die, Raven's Watch, Rotato, you know, Stellar Blade. I just hope that we get more indie gems rather than AAA fish like anything comes out of Ubisoft.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm ranting.
You've been ranting. That is the 3D rant, everybody.
Yeah. There you go. You missed it. Have you missed it?
You've been missing it. Let us know. We have missed the 3D rant. But yeah, we know that time. We know that time is kind of against us on this episode, so we're gonna let's start to wind up then. It's a good start, it's a good end. That's the way we're gonna leave it. That's the way we should always leave it. I think we should just wrap up then. So it's gonna be a bit of a short one. We was always gonna try and do one of these at some point. There it goes. There it is. We missed that one as well. So yeah. like I said, it was always going to be it was a hit and miss whether we did this today, and I'm glad we have done it. I am definitely coming back with some more. So this is whatever episode it goes out as. Hopefully we can start getting in the next few weeks, we'll start carrying on with these episodes, these
podcasts. Oh, yeah, 100%.
And getting maybe some more people in. I know trying to find that balance of time and days when we can do it. And it's always going to be the case. But yeah, I try not to speak for too long. So before we go, I don't think, unfortunately, you know what we don't have? We don't have a Beth for Beth's joke of the week, and we don't have Mrs. Bingley's game of is it or isn't it? But
isn't it a porn game?
Is it or isn't it? Is it or isn't it a porn game? Yeah. Which we made into a little jingle somewhere. It's there somewhere, and if you find it, great. If you're in the Discord, it's in there somewhere.
Is it? And isn't it? Is it? And isn't it a porn game?
There we go. He found it.
I found it. Yeah.
My little jingle. We don't have Kate with us to do that, and we don't have Beth to do the joke of the week, unless Freddie, you can muscle one up. I'm very bad with jokes.
I can quickly Google one up. So
why should we wind up then? So that is the end of this episode. Thank you very much for everyone joining us. We're going to just quickly announce what we're doing and what we're going to be up to. So I always do the Phasmo weeklies, either Mondays, Tuesdays or Wednesdays. And my days off have been kind of sporadic, but like pretty much between Monday and Thursday. So, but if you've joined us at the podcast Discord, you'll know that I've got an announcement on next live. So that's over there. So if you want to follow us over there, Bits and Pieces Podcast, you can find us on our Discord. Just join that, and then you'll know when we're going to be live. Don't forget to follow 3D. I've already said rumble.com/ free. That's the number. DEE. Yeah. So it's 3D. And we've been playing whatever games and stuff. So follow him, follow me, and you got that joke for us, ready?
I do. Yeah. There we go. I got the worst dad joke of the week.
Go for it.
So. I enjoy telling bad puns. That's just how I roll. There you go.
Okay.
nice short one.
There we go. Right, so thank you very much, Freddie. And that's pretty much it. That's our first podcast that we've done in a while, but it will also be included in all of our other podcasts that we've done. So that's it. Done. I feel cleansed now. I've managed to do that. Managed to do a podcast after so long.
So long.
Since February. We haven't actually done anything since February. Wow. So we're now in May. So yeah, it's been a long time since we've done it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been
a bit of time.
So yeah, we've had to do it. We've had a bit of a cleanse, and I'm glad that we've done it.
Squeeze it in. That's what she did. All right.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. What you wanted.
All right. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of the show. That's the end of the show. Thank you to my co-host, the Fruity Show.
Thank you, Mr. Steve.
rumble.com/3D. And join me over on twitch.tv/funnybitsboy, aka Mr. Steve. And don't forget to check out the podcast, where you'll be able to find it over on Spotify, and I think even Apple podcast somewhere as well, and many of the other podcast platforms that that's linked to as well. Check us out on that. As I said, the Bits and Pieces podcast has its own Discord. And we'll see you again for another episode. Maybe, hopefully, we will see you again in the next live recording. So then, take care, everybody. And thank you once again to the 3D Show. And thank you to anyone who is listening. And that's been us. That's the Bits and Pieces gaming podcast. That's come to an end. Take care, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.